Thank you, kids. Appreciate that very much. I was trying to think of something to blame our intern on. I guess he's not an intern anymore, but I was trying, Ben, to blame something on him, but couldn't think of it. It's good to have Ben back with us this evening. He is headed out with the rest of the Servant's Heart Camp staff to be tweaked a little bit in Louisiana. So there's a play on words there. It's a conference for camp called Tweakage, okay? So they go out there with a bunch of other camps, get ideas, and kick some things around and get encouraged with the camp ministry. And so there, I think the Crepes and Ben and the Fries are all heading out tomorrow morning, so pray for them. May God would bless, but it's good to have Ben back with us this evening to worship with us. Let's take our Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians, if you would. First Corinthians chapter 2 is where we're at, and like I said, I honestly thought that we were going to be moving on to chapter 3 this evening, but just in reading some more on the end of chapter 2, I thought that this would be something that's very good for us to understand, again, some theological words that sometimes we don't always understand the difference, and honestly, it's not so much that we have to understand a specific big theological word, especially in some cases if the word's not even used in the Scriptures. But it's good to understand when we read it, to understand the truth behind it, because we didn't just come up with the words. Somebody didn't just come up with the words just for fun. And so we do need to understand the principles behind these words. What's the difference between revelation, inspiration, and illumination? So that's what we're going to be looking at this evening. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Again, we have kind of finished this in a chunk we haven't gone through individual verse by verse, but we have been going through this. And I want you I'm going to read verse 6 through the end of the chapter, and then I'm going to give you these three. You're not going to find all three of these words in there. You'll find one, but the idea is there, and we're going to look through these. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and let's start with verse 6 and go to the end, and then we'll look at these three. All right, verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor are the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world, unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, for he hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Now, I'm just curious, were you able to pick out the different elements of these three words? Some of you might have been. Some of you say, maybe a couple of them, maybe one of them. The first one, the word revealed, was there. And so we'll look at these things. All right, there is something that glues all three of these together. Anybody know, and I'll help you out, who that is? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is key to all three of these things. We have revelation, we have inspiration, and we have illumination. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is responsible for all three of these? Given revelation, inspiration of the Word of God, and illumination to us. All right, let's look at these. And the question that we ask is, how do we understand the mysteries of God's Word? The Word of God is not always easy. Have you found that out? The Word of God is not easy always to understand. Sometimes you get up and you read parts of Scripture, and it's hard for you to understand. It's difficult. You say, well, I don't know that. If you're here today, everybody listen to this. If you're here today and you are saved, if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, then He's given you these three things so that you can understand God's Word. It doesn't make it easy. It means that we might have to work for it, but we have the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, you can understand the Word of God as it was given to us. And we're going to kind of, with these three words, go through the transmission process from God to our hearts as a Christian, from God to our hearts, okay? These days, they talk about from the field to the belly, right? Okay, you know, this is the process that it goes from. Today, we're looking at God's Word from God straight, not directly to us, but through an element to us so that we can have God's Word straight from Him. And so tonight I want to look at revelation, inspiration, and illumination. First, let's look at revelation, okay? Revelation is what I like to look at as a decision, not so much just a decision, but, you know, maybe God's decision of saying, I am going to make it known. Let me ask you a question. Are you thankful that God decided to make Himself known to us? You know, God could have decided, I'm going to keep this hidden. I'm going to keep it a mystery. I'm going to keep myself hidden. And they're going to have to do all this work, or they're going to have to figure me out. But God didn't do that. God decided. When I say decided, I'm taking God and I'm using probably a lot of human thought in what I'm saying. But if I could say this, God made a choice decision. He willed that He wouldn't keep Himself just to Himself, but He would make Himself known to mankind. There was a decision that was made. It was part of God's plan, and we need to be thankful for it. And this word comes to us in the word revelation. Look at verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. We're talking about the mysteries of God, the deep things of God, the things that make God, God. And there are none of us in this room that completely understand God. Yet one day, I believe that we're going to grow closer to understanding God for who He is, because we'll see Him as He is. And it will be a tremendous, I think there's going to be a lot of eye-opening experiences. We get to heaven as we see, that's God. And maybe it will be, that makes sense. As God gives more of Himself, I say more of Himself, He's given everything to Himself, but I think there's going to be another perspective maybe in which we will see God as we are in heaven. A perspective that has been very difficult from a human perspective because we are so limited. But revelation, okay, so the Holy Spirit in this verse we see that, but God hath revealed them to us by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of God and His truth. How so? The word revealed is to make known or to make manifest. All right, so there's something that maybe is obscure. There's something that's hard to see. And then somebody builds a model and shows you. I have a difficult time picturing everything in my mind when somebody describes it to me. Ben, you've been working with Matt a little bit. Matt has a tremendous mind, doesn't he? He's an engineer. He can think through things. I told you this not too long ago. At Christmas time, he was telling me something, and Matt sees everything in his mind. He's got everything laid out. He's got the jig for it. He's got everything in his mind, and he tries to tell somebody like me what he's thinking, and I don't know what he's... Honestly, I feel foolish because he tells me, and he looks at me and he said, you get what I mean? And he can already read, you don't get what I mean, do you? And I'm like, can you say that again? And I go for a second time, and he goes, and he says it all, and he's looking at my eyes, and he's thinking, you don't get it still, do you? Don't you? But when he puts it on paper, when he decides to, and that's where when I can visualize it, it becomes much more manifest to me. You know what? If we would go from just the ideas, verbalizing the ideas, and go to a piece of paper, or sometimes he'll look for, at Christmas time, he looked for a He looked for an object and he said, okay, this is the wall, or this is, you know, that. And then he put something here. And then he did something, and all of a sudden it was made clear to me. It was made manifest. All of a sudden it became real to me. God is, for us humans, difficult to understand. You know what I'm talking about, right? We don't understand the things of God. We don't understand the whys and the hows and the... I don't get it. You know, even the thought of the Trinity. Does anybody completely understand that here? I don't get it. I don't quite understand one God in three persons, but it's just one God. And yet the Holy Spirit is God, and Jesus Christ is God, and the Father is God, and they possess all the same attributes. And I don't get it totally. Well, here's an example. Speaking of making God manifest, who did God give us to make himself manifest? Quite a long time ago. He gave Jesus. You remember? That's one thing about Jesus, that one of Jesus' purposes was to make God known, right? He said to, in the book of John, to see me is to see the Father, right? Jesus said that to the people, his disciples. He said, to see me is to see the Father. To hear my words is to hear the words of the Father. Because he was God, right? And so Jesus provided a visual of God. When man looked at Jesus, they saw God. They saw his attributes. They saw his power. They saw his love. They saw who God was. And so Jesus came to reveal God. Revelation is taking something that was hidden, something that is obscure, something that is difficult to understand, to see, to know, and making it so that makes much more sense. I see it now. I can understand now. So when Matt draws it out, all of a sudden I'm thinking, that wasn't so hard. I was making it way too difficult, but now I see it. Now I've got my hands on it. Now I understand this that I need to do. Now I can go home by myself and I can do that. And that's the kind of things I need. Once somebody visualizes it for me, I'm a very visual learner, then I can usually go and make that thing or do it, but I've got to be able to see it. Explain it to me, I'm lost. A lot of us are that way with God. A lot of us are that way, even if I could jump ahead of things, and even with God's Word sometimes, we look at it, but it takes somebody to practically break it down and give it to us so that we can understand. Can I tell you tonight that yes, God gave us Jesus Christ, but he more completely, if I could say completely, he has given to us, now that Jesus is at the Father's right-hand side, he's given to us the Holy Spirit to be able to understand the deep things of God, to know who God is. And so we see that God hath revealed them, these deep things of God, unto us by his Spirit. Okay, so, and that makes sense, right? Why would the Holy Spirit be a good one to know who God is? I'm asking you that question. What's the answer? Because he is God. There's the answer. He is God. That's why Jesus was good. Because he is God. Why is the Holy Spirit good? Because he is God. There's no better one than we have than the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is not here on the earth right now. He is in heaven with the Father at the right hand, but he is still here through the Holy Spirit, if I could put it that way. He is here. The Holy Spirit has come to live inside of every one of us believers to reveal God to us, but I'll say that it's indirectly as far as the word revelation goes. So we need to get back to this word revelation. Back in verse 11, I want you to look as we talk about the Holy Spirit. Go back to, we're in chapter 2, but look back at verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man? Stop right there, which is in him. I mean, a man understands, and honestly, we're incomplete in our thoughts of ourselves. Sometimes I don't even know that I completely understand myself and all my motives and my thoughts and everything that drives me. But an individual, I guess, knows himself, He says that, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save or except the spirit of the man which is in him?" Well, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The individual himself knows himself the best. So who better to tell us about God than the Holy Spirit? I think you understand that, okay? So God making himself known to mankind. God is making himself known. That's revelation. God is making himself known. God is opening up himself. I'm not going to remain hidden. I'm not going to remain a secret. I'm not going to remain something that they cannot understand. I need to give them something so that they can understand. And so he gives them revelation through the Holy Spirit. You understand, God cannot be known by man on man's own. We cannot know God. We cannot know God. And we could never have known God without Jesus. We can never know God without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. And so we need the Holy Spirit. Now, there are two types of revelation that we're going to look at. We're not going to look at it in depth tonight, the first one. The first one is general revelation. Do you understand general revelation when I say that? Some call it natural revelation. How has God naturally revealed himself to us? Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Now, general revelation is we see the trees, we see the sky, we see the creation, we see humanity, we see, and it points us to. But we don't see everything of God so much just in general revelation. We don't know everything of God. But we see something that points us to. But there's general revelation, and there's what we call special revelation. And special revelation, very quickly, is God's word concerning himself. Listen to this, revealed to the writers of Scripture, in other words, the apostles and prophets, by God's Holy Spirit. God gave himself to the prophets, to the apostles, directly to them. He gave them himself to know who we are. Now notice, back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we read unto us, verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us." I want to understand something. God does not reveal. When we're looking at the word revelation, God does not reveal himself to us anymore. God revealed in revelation. Revelation was given from God to man. But it were those that wrote the scriptures that he revealed himself. He made himself manifest. So Paul, a prolific writer in the New Testament, God revealed him by the Holy Spirit the things of God. Some of us wonder, what did Paul just sit down one day and write? How did he know what God? That was revelation. It was a supernatural event that God did through the Holy Spirit to open up the minds and the eyes of the writer to understand the thing. When I even loosely say understand, to have enough perception to write God's words down, which comes to the next word in just a little bit. But revelation, everybody understand this, when we're talking about the three different words, revelation is God to man, specifically God to the writers, the prophets and the apostles who wrote God's word. He revealed himself. He made himself known to mankind. Again, this is kind of the decision. I am going to make myself known to man, so I'm going to start the process by, through the Holy Spirit, revealing myself to Moses. By revealing myself to David, to Matthew, and to Mark, and to Luke, and to John, and to Paul, and to Peter, and to John. And he revealed himself. Okay, so revelation. God revealing himself to the writers of Scripture. This is the opening up of God's self to mankind. Okay, revelation. As far as application, what application do we get from this? Because God doesn't reveal himself. You say, but God does reveal himself today. No, he does. It's a different word, okay? God already revealed. Okay? He's revealed himself. There's no more revelation that needs to happen. He's given it. God to man. What is the practical application of this? Honestly, we could maybe come up with some things, but I would say praise and thanksgiving. Are you thankful that God decided to open himself up to mankind? He didn't keep himself hidden. I'm going to make you search for me. You know what? He gave himself so that we could know. You know, you look at the scriptures and you open up the scriptures and you say, I don't understand. My friend, I want to tell you something. In the fact that you have and hold the scriptures is first indication that God has made himself. God wants you to know who he is and understand his truth. Okay? That's the first one, is revelation. Okay? So very simple. God revealed. So here, and I have three statements I'm going to make. This first statement that you might want to highlight or underline is, here we have, with revelation, we have God to man, or men in general. Not so specific to all of us. That's coming. God to mankind, specifically through those men that wrote the scriptures. So God opened up himself to mankind through his word by his spirit, who is the divine author of scripture. Why? Because self knows self. The Holy Spirit knows himself. He knows because he is God. All right, second word. And I think that in the end, you still might be a little fuzzy with revelation. Let's go through the other two and then we'll compare them in the end. And I think that you'll get the difference. All right, second of all, we have inspiration. All right, so God made a decision, if I could humanly put it that way, God made a decision to open himself up to mankind, so he did, and he revealed himself to those men by the Holy Spirit that were going to write the scriptures, okay? Now we have inspiration. Inspiration is kind of like the declaration. So now the decision was, I'm going to do this. The declaration is, here how I'm going to make it known. Look at verses 12 and 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So God hath revealed it to mankind through the Holy Spirit. Now he says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things, and here's a key phrase, we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. By the way, that's a very... That's a reference to God's word, that God has freely given us the scriptures. He given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing, and here's another key phrase, spiritual things with spiritual. We're talking about the word of God here. Now, what is the word inspiration? Inspiration literally is, and you know it, what does it mean? God breathed, okay? God breathed himself out. The first, I like to put it very simply, was kind of like a decision. I am going to make myself known to mankind. And so therefore, he revealed himself. How would he reveal himself? He would give himself to mankind. So Paul is there, and supernaturally through the Holy Spirit, he God's word, and I don't understand all this, but God himself was revealed to Paul. Inspiration is then Paul taking that with his abilities, with his personality, with his language, and putting it on paper, okay? Inspiration. Inspiration is having to do with the writing of Scripture. Okay, God breathed. We know that 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Okay, so God breathed it and is profitable for. We're talking about God's word. So God's written word, all scripture. You see how it's been transferred? We have God who is here. God, if you can put God in a place. Here we have God. He looks at mankind and he said, I want mankind to know me. So he reveals it to mankind, to these men. And now through inspiration, he breathes it out to all of us through the word of God. So he puts it on paper. Puts it on paper. And it goes right through these men. And these men take their pens, they take their quills, they get their paper, they get their parchment, whatever, and they begin to write the revelation that God has given to them. So it's not as if we can't get revelation, but the revelation only comes through those men that wrote God's word. Revelation happened then. Now the word changes from revelation to inspiration. Okay? I'm trying to look and see out there if you're reading and following the difference with these words. Okay? Revelation given to those men. Inspiration to all. Okay? Now is where it starts to hit us. Inspiration has nothing to do with us. has nothing to do with us. By the way, revelation has nothing to do with us, and inspiration has nothing to do with us. Okay? Now it's inspired. God's word is given out. He breathes it out onto the pages of Scripture, and now we have it's becoming more and more manifest to us. Now we can read God, if I could put it that way. I can read God. I can see who He is. It's getting more manifest. Revelation. Now inspiration. This transmission to the writers, okay, again, using their individual thoughts, is kind of a neat thing and still very obscure to us that Paul had a personality in which he wrote different than John. John had a different personality than Peter. And then we go to the Gospels. And then, you know, and then Moses completely different and David completely different, right? And then all those prophets of Isaiah and different personalities, different ways. All God's revelation, all under inspiration. Inspiration, now it's available to us. And so through inspiration, again, God gave it to Paul sitting there. I just keep using Paul. So Paul is sitting there. And all of a sudden, God miraculously impresses upon Paul through the Holy Spirit what he wants him to write. Now Paul picks up his pen and he begins to write his own, using his own human personality. He starts to write. And this process, as he writes, is called inspiration. God is breathing out through that writing the word, the revelation, who God is, so that we can see it. Okay, I hope you're following. Now, inspiration, okay? And as this is done and complete, in other words, inspiration, like revelation, is done and complete. There's no more inspiration taking place. We use inspiration a little bit differently, don't we? Somebody who says, you know, I was inspired. Well, that's an altogether different, that's not a biblical definition. Inspiration is God breathed. Inspiration. Revelation has already taken place. There's no more revelation. Inspiration has already taken place. There's no more inspiration. There's no more writing of God's word. Okay, it was done and complete. We understand that. Scripture is done. The book is closed. There's no more inspiration. Okay? So this is the second phrase. You know, the first was God to mankind. Now this is man or men to paper. Okay? You got that? God to man. Now man to paper. Inspiration. So God, under the power and ability of the Holy Spirit, takes revelation and breathes it out onto paper using humanity. What application can we get from this? Praise the Lord that God made himself available to more than just a select few people. Can you imagine if it was just Moses and David and Paul and Peter and John that could tell us anything about God? But now, it's available to all of us. That is a blessing that we need to thank and praise the Lord for. God, thank you so much that I can see who you are. And now that Paul is gone, I can still see how you are. Are we thankful for the scriptures that God has given to us? So grateful that I can, in the morning, open up my Bible there at my home and I can read, and I can read who God is on myself. And I don't need Paul alive to come and say, Sean, let me sit down with you and tell you who God is. Because God has revealed himself to me, now I'm telling you. You know what? Through inspiration, I can read God. So there we have inspiration. Revelation, inspiration, and now the third, illumination. And this does involve us, although it's still the agent of the Holy Spirit. So here we have the decision or the will. Next, you know, we have the transmission of it, the declaration. Here's how I'm going to make it known. Now we have illumination, and this is the destination. Here is the truth on paper that has the ability to change you, me. Illumination, what does that mean? Illumination means to give light, to understand something. Now, the word illumination is not necessarily a biblical word. I don't know if we find illumination in there, but we see words that are about illumination. Illumination depends on, listen to this, illumination depends on prior revelation and prior inspiration. We couldn't have illumination without the revelation of God. Neither could we have illumination without the inspiration of God. No one could be illumined because God, the Holy Spirit, uses what to illumine us? The Scriptures, the written word. We have to have revelation and inspiration for illumination, okay? I really hope I'm not losing you. We have to have those things, and then because we have those things, God has revealed himself to man. Man has put it out on paper through the Holy Spirit. Now it's on paper, and God can take it from paper. And here's that third key explanation. He goes from paper to my heart. God to man, revelation. Man to paper, inspiration. Paper to heart, illumination. And the Holy Spirit is the only one that can do all three of these things. You remember what David said in Psalm 119? Go ahead and turn there. Psalm 119 and verse 18. The most application is going to come on this last point of illumination. And I would say the illumination is what we need to be most concerned about. We have to have the background of what revelation is, that we have God's decision to give himself to us. We have to have inspiration. We need to understand that God gave himself onto paper. But we've got to understand very practically illumination, that God does not keep himself. Every one of you can know who God is if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart today. You can know God, and he can change your life on a daily basis through illumination. Psalm 119 and verse 18 is a verse that you ought to know. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You know what David is praying for there? He's saying, God, would you through the Holy Spirit illumine me? This is something that does happen today. You know what? Revelation is done. And that's done away with. As we get the inspiration of God, that is done and complete. There is no more inspiration. But I'll tell you what, we need to pray the illumination power of the Holy Spirit on our lives every single time the Word of God is read, spoken, heard, whatever the case, we're praying for illumination. God, illumine me. God, show me. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. My friend, I want to tell you something. If you have a problem with going to the Word of God and not understanding what you're reading, you need to start by saying, God, would you illumine my heart so that I could understand? Would you take the words on paper and would you put it in my heart? And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. But we need to ask God to do that. God, would you please do that? Would you help me to know? Would you help me to get something out of my devotions this morning? God, when the preacher gets up to preach, God, would you illumine me? Would you turn the lights on in my life that I see where I need it? Not neighbor Mary or Fred. Lord, illumine me. Illumination has to do with our individual lives. Holy Spirit, would you turn the flashlight on in my life, and would you find the spot that is wrong and dark that needs to be through a process of surgery to take the knife of God's Word and cut it out of there and change me? God, I need you to show me where it is. David prayed, you know, in Psalm 139, he says, search my heart, right? Oh God, search me, oh God. He says, turn the flashlight on. We're talking about illumination. This is the practical, the most practical of all. I'm very grateful for revelation because we couldn't have this practical in the end. But revelation, God opened himself up to mankind. This illumination wouldn't happen if men weren't inspired and God breathed those words through those men's and down their, for illustration, down their hands, into those fingers, into that pen, and put it on paper. We could never be illumined, but now we can because the words are there, and the Holy Spirit can say, Sean, as you're reading this, you got an issue with that, and my heart can be convicted. That's the work of the Holy Spirit through illumination. There's a difference between these. And so David said, open my eyes, help me to see. Help me to see the things that you have that I need to change. God, show me. Remember Luke chapter 24 and verse 45, you know, then opened he their understanding. You know how many things the Lord said when he was on earth to the disciples? He said, and we find the disciples kind of looking like me when Matt's talking to me. Say that again? I don't get it. But we read many times, he opened their hearts. The disciples are saying, you know what he just said? And the light turned on. You ever been talking to somebody that you're trying desperately to explain something, and you could tell you weren't getting through, you weren't getting through, you weren't getting through, and then all of a sudden the light turned on. You can see it. Their eyes just kind of, oh, that's what you mean. Told you it didn't take much for her to laugh. I'm just picking on my daughter. It all of a sudden it's, there it is. I get it. Isn't it amazing? How many of you have been saved for a long time? You've been reading the same Word of God for so many years. Years after years after years. Probably many of you have read through from Genesis 1 all through the end of Revelation. And there's still new things every time you open up the Scriptures. Illumination. Illumination. Daily. Ongoing. Illumination. The light turns on. Sometimes to old things that God has turned on 10 years ago. The light turns on again about that thing, and again about that thing, and again about that thing. Sometimes it's new things that I never remember that verse. I never remember that principle. I never remember that story. Illumination. God taking it, and it's not just into our minds, it's into our hearts. Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1 for these people in Ephesus, verses 17 and 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, here's a time when I believe the word revelation is used and very synonymous with illumination. Okay? That God would, through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And it continues on. He's praying for illumination. God, would you please, would you, as the Word of God is given tonight, as I preach to these people, as I write down, God, would you take this illumination and God, or this inspiration, and would you illumine them so that they can see the practical parts of the lives that need to be changed with them? That's what he's praying. He's praying illumination there in Ephesians chapter 1. So again, thirdly, this is paper to heart, or paper to life. In our lives. All right. So we get this illumination. What are some practical applications for this? First, it gives me and us assurance that God can and will speak to me through His Word. Isn't that a blessing? God is speaking to you every day as we open up God's Word. God didn't just speak once and done, and that was all. No, God speaks. He continually speaks to us through His Word. That's illumination. God is speaking to me. He continues to speak to me. I don't need to rely upon my intellect. I don't need to rely upon my ability. I can have confidence. God is going to show me as I open up His Word. Praise the Lord for illumination. We don't have to be an expert. God can do it. Now, that doesn't give us an excuse not to study God's Word. We need to be students of God's Word. Remember, inspiration has got to be used, if I could put it that way. God breathed it onto paper and it's there, but I want to tell you something, it's not going to come to us through osmosis. It was inspired in that Word of God, but if your Bible sits on your shelf on a daily basis and we don't open it up, we're not given an opportunity for illumination. It's not going to happen just because it's sitting there on our desk. We've got to open it up, and God says to be students of the Word. We've got to be students of God's Word. We've got to study it. We've got to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We've got to get it. We've got to let the inspiration work, if I could put it that way. We've got to take advantage of the inspiration that's there. Once we do, though, once we read, once we listen, illumination is free to take place. And so we've got to be thankful that the Word of God is there. We need to seek the Spirit's illumination as we study the Scriptures and pray. So get into the Word of God. Pray and ask God to help. You know, invite God to lead us and guide us. That's why we do on Sunday mornings. Maybe we should do it Sunday nights, but that's why we take the time. You know, when we take that time of quiet reflection there, you know what that is? It's inviting illumination. Inspiration, revelation, and inspiration have taken place. God now illumination. And we're praying and asking God for illumination as the Word of God is given. So we seek that, we pray for it. When we don't know what the answers are, when we don't know, you're in your devotions, you don't know, seek, pray, ask, continue on, don't give up until you understand. By the way, it takes a lifetime to understand the things of God. You can be 99 or 199 and still have to study the Word of God. But the point is to keep studying the Word of God. God will continue to show Himself to us. And that brings up the third thing. We need to be diligent in our studies. We need to go to the Word of God and let Him speak to us to show and reveal the deep secrets of Himself. My friends, I want to tell you something. There are no excuses. I just don't understand God's Word. I just don't understand God's Word. God chooses to illumine us if we choose. He says, if you seek me, you shall find me if you search with me with all your heart. Revelation. I hope you got these, okay? Revelation. And by the way, as you read through, let me read through it again as we close. Go to verse 6, okay? See if you can find them. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, that's spiritually mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. So man cannot get it on his own. But God hath revealed them, all these deep things, unto us. That was Paul writing here. Unto us by his Spirit. So God revealed it unto us. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. There's revelation right there. Okay, so God gave it to man. Now verse 12. Now we have received. Okay, here's the on paper. We've received it. Not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Inspiration. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Holy Ghost in both of those, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Okay, so there's the inspiration. And now we move on to the illumination. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Folks, we can't understand the things of God without the Holy Spirit. We're not going to. But he illumines us so that we can. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who knoweth the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Revelation. Inspiration. Illumination. God's Word, God Himself, God's person, to man, onto paper, to our hearts. These are very important as we get from God. Do we have, I don't want to say it this way, ability. Do we have the possibility of knowing God? What's the answer? Yeah, we do. Not because of us, but because of Him, the Holy Spirit. God, thank you. Thank you that you chose to reveal yourself to us. Thank you that you chose to inspire yourself to us. God, thank you that you illumine us of yourself. God, and I'm so grateful, even in my study, that I came across this. Lord, what a blessing Just as I was reading another writer that brought this out, and I thought that was good for us to look at tonight so that we understand this process of you to us. What a blessing. What a blessing. God, thank you. And Lord, may we continually receive you through these. Illumine us. Show us where we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.